us to talk about this game.
Thank you. Thank you. How's everybody doing today? It's game week. You guys aren't as excited as we are. It's game week. Seems like we've been waiting for this day for a long time now, as we go all the way back to winter workouts and spring ball and summer conditioning and then a long fall camp. And I think everybody, especially the players, are ready to start hitting somebody other than each other. They're ready to hit somebody other than the guys wearing the Louisiana Tech helmet. Kind of reviewing camp, going back through the last 3 weeks with everything we've been through, we came in with four objectives we really wanted to get done in camp this year. It started with putting in our schemes offensively, defensively, and kicking game and getting everything taught. I feel really good about the progress we've made with our depth charts or with our scheme and what we've been trying to put together and the way that the players have grasped it. I think the staff has done a really good job, and I think the players have put a lot of time, effort, and energy into meetings and practice and walkthroughs and grasping what we're trying to do. I think the second thing we wanted to do was to develop our depth charts. Coming in with so much inexperience and so many guys that hadn't played, we wanted to get the depth chart formulated so we could really start working with the guys that are going to play. And it's taken us a little while to do that because we had so many guys that missed spring ball and so many new additions that came in the course of the summer that are in our two deep, that I feel good about that, especially the kicking game, because you don't know who's going to be in your two deeps. You don't know who to put on your punt team, your kickoff return. So it's nice as a coach to have some of that stability where we know what we're doing from a depth chart standpoint. Wanted to really develop leadership and bring this team together. And I think there's some position groups that obviously have done a great job kind of leading this thing to this point through camp. The defensive line is definitely one you have to talk about, especially when you look at IK and Apali and Ellis and Shaq and the guys up front, Chuck James. I think those guys have really done a great job, and that's definitely the leadership on the defensive side of the ball starts with the defensive line and the experience that's been there. You just have so many new players in the secondary and at linebacker, I think it's hard for them to take a leadership role. On the offensive side of the ball, I think Scotty Young has really done a nice job. I think he's kind of getting comfortable in that starting role that he's been playing for us right now, and I think he's doing a better and better job every week of getting more vocal and starting to be a vocal leader. But guys like DJ Banks, guys like Richie Casey, Matt Shepard, Vincent Kano, those guys as upperclassmen have really done a nice job as well. And then trying to develop experience, and that's hard to do. I wish we had a maturity pill that we could give a lot of these guys that would make them a little bit more comfortable in that role. But the way we've tried to offset some of our inexperience is we've gone an awful lot of scrimmage reps this fall camp. We've got over 250 live snaps of work against each other and do an awful lot of team together of ones-on-ones and twos-on-twos. So we've tried to get as much speed-on-speed and good work as we can get. And as a coach, you hold your breath and you hope you can stay healthy. As we get into this, there's probably one of the unknowns that's created a lot of question marks are some of the injuries we've had. We have not had that many season-ending injuries, although when you look at it right now, the two that will definitely be out for this game, one will be Nick Thomason, a new linebacker who was injured during spring. He had a post-spring surgery who will still be held, and then Jadrick DeCluitt, who hurt his knee in the second scrimmage that we had. And those two are the only two that are out, but we've had a lot of nagging injuries. We've had a lot of guys miss time, and between some of the injuries and the waivers, it's created an awful lot of uncertainty right now. And that's probably the good and the bad of what we've been through in this fall camp. When you look at NC State and the challenge that we have this week, I think it'll be a great challenge for us going on the road, especially as we just talked about with so many guys are going to be playing for the first time. When I look at NC State, I think Coach Dorn's done a great job everywhere he's been. When you look at the success that he's had, he's an excellent football coach. I would imagine this game is going to be very up-tempo. You may only see a huddle put together on the sideline for both teams. So it's going to be an exciting game to watch from a fan base perspective. And I know our players are really excited. When I look at the strength of this football team, NC State, I look at them on offense, and right now there's A lot of unknowns with the quarterback position. You have two quarterbacks competing for it. Both of them are transferring in, one from Colorado State and one from Arkansas. They're both completely different in style. One's a thrower and one's a runner. They're both big. I mean, you look at this roster, I'm just glad it's not a basketball game, because I look at this roster and you look at their offensive line, and it's 6'7", 6'7", 6'5". Their quarterback, one is 6'4", 240, and one is 6'6". They've got great size and athleticism, and especially when you look at Mitchell at quarterback. So we don't know what we're going to get at quarterback on what, so you have to really prepare against both styles. They have a very big offensive line. Their two tackles are impressive. When you look at them on film, those are their two returning starters on the edges. They've got two very good receivers. They've got a flanker who is their punt return, kick return. He's speedy, he's shifty, a lot of big plays. And then you look at the other split end who's 6'4", 215 pounds and can really run, and he will test us deep. And I'm sure that they will run the ball and try some play action pass to get up over the top, but I think their offense is very talented. Defensively, it starts with their two tackles, defensive tackles inside. Both of them are returning players. Both of them flash when you watch the film. They definitely stand out, but they're very talented inside. Their linebackers are very long and lean. And when you look at them, they've got their free safeties back, kind of their quarterback in the middle, and their two corners have great size, 1.62 and 1.61. So I think they're going to pose some challenges for us as a defense. And then their special teams, they've got their punters back as a two-year starter, their kickers back as a two-year starter, their deep snappers back. So they have a lot more experience returning. But like I said, I think our players are really excited about the opportunity, and I think they're really excited about having the opportunity to start the season. So like I said, it's going to be a great challenge for us, but one that we're really excited about and excited to have the opportunity to get the 2013 season underway. What questions could I answer for anybody?
Coach, how do you guys prepare for two quarterbacks that are so polar opposite?
It's hard because you have to split your time. You know, you have to split your time and your players. You have a new staff coming in, so you don't know what they're going to do offensively. You don't have any last year's film to watch to say this is what they're going to do throwing. So you're trying to get film from all over the country. You're trying to find offensive coordinators, defensive coordinators, special teams coordinators, Northern Illinois, NC State to watch their personnel. You just have a lot of different things, which makes a lot of unknowns. And that's probably what I keep talking about is just some of the unknowns that you have getting into this game. So you have to split your time. You have to split your time, and you have to take all those pieces of film and try and assimilate what they're going to do if they're a passing team and what they're going to do if they're a running team. And so right now it just makes it hard defensively because you can't put all your time into putting together one game plan. I think in the opening game you always have to be careful because the opening game normally comes down to the team that makes the fewest number of mistakes. The team that has a solid kicking game, doesn't give up the big play, doesn't turn the ball over, tackles well, I think is what the first game normally comes down to. And so you got to be careful because you don't want to make too many mistakes, you don't want to be too complicated, and you don't want to put too much in. So I think you have to have a very simple approach for both game plans, predicated on which quarterback's going to be in the game.
What does this game mean to you just from the build-up from coming here, working hard in spring practice, working hard in the fall, in terms of winning your first game and getting off to a good start?
I think I'm more concerned about how we respond to the first game than I am what happens in the first game. I mean, we've talked about some of the goals that we have here is in winning championships, and obviously you want to go into this game and you're going to compete and you want to find a way to win it. But in the opening game of the season, if we were to win this game and lose the rest, I wouldn't say that this was a pivotal game in the season. Just like if you were to lose it and win the rest, I think it's going to be more what we learn from this. They say that the progress you make from game one to game two is normally the biggest jump you're going to make as a football team. And so for me, I'm excited to go watch this team play. I'm excited to see a lot of the underclassmen or players that have not played a lot get out on the field, and I'm excited to see them compete. I'm excited to watch this team play. I have talked all camp about their attitude and their togetherness and how hard they've been working, and I'm just really excited to watch them go get on the field and play. I think they'll play with passion and energy and excitement and enthusiasm, and I'm excited to be part of it.
Coach, what's it mean for your inexperienced offensive line to be going against
such a great defensive line. And then in game one, they're also playing good defense.
Well, a great challenge. You know, as I continue to say, for our defensive line, that is our strength that's returning on the defensive side of the ball, I think it's going to be a great challenge for them to go against an offensive line like NC State's, to go against two tackles like they have, whether it's the athletic quarterback or the throwing quarterback. I think all this is going to be a great learning curve for us. And how it's going to play out, I think you have two new head coaches that are a lot of unknowns in this game, a lot of new guys that are going to be playing in this game on both sides of the ball. But I think for us right now, it's all about just putting our best foot forward and putting the best team out there that we can on Saturday and kind of see where we are. It'll be a great evaluation tool for us, but it will also be really a great learning experience for us. The evaluation tool is coaches, but learning experience for our players because of the talent, the level of player that we're going against on an every down basis when we go there.
No maturity pill, obviously, but for Scotty in particular, a guy,
yep.
No collegiate snaps, but you talked about a lot of scrimmage reps. What else can you do to prep as much as you can?
The thing that's an advantage, I mean, like you've got a guy like Scotty who has zero in experience in the college game, but he's a redshirt junior. He's been around the college game. He's had a lot of scrimmage reps. And then on the other side, you look at a guy like Xavier Woods that was playing high school football a year ago. I mean, so you look at it, those two levels of inexperience are different. One is probably inexperience and maturity, and Scotty has been around the game. And I think all you can do is put them in a lot of game-like situations and try and go good on good as much as you can. And I think that has helped our football team improve this camp.
What are some of your memories that you've learned from your other first games in schools in terms of preparation, in terms of the game itself?
The things I talked about, normally the team that makes the fewest number of mistakes is the team that's going to win. I think opening games are lost more than they're won.
I meant your opening game, your first game as head coach, other stops you've had in East Carolina.
Well, I think it goes back to what kind of experience do you have coming back. I mean, when you talk about a first-year head football coach, you go back to my first game at Connecticut or my first game at East Carolina or first game at South Florida. I think it's more the experience of your team. I think you've got 9 months to try and put your team together. And, you know, there's question marks and some unknowns and some guys that haven't played. But I think as a football coach, you've just got to make sure in that opening game you're as simple as you can be to give your players an opportunity to go out there on the field and play and not be robotical because they're paralysis through analysis, you know, where they're thinking so much and trying to get lined up and that guy's there. And on top of it, to look at it, I mean, they're going to be going at a fast pace, so our defense is really going to have to, they're going to have to digest a lot of information in a hurry.
You talked about the disadvantage you're facing a first-year head coach, but talk about the advantage of you being a first-year head coach and they're not having to take me.
And that's where I think both teams are in the same boat. I mean, because right now they're pulling South Florida film, Marshall film, Louisiana Tech film. I mean, they're doing the same thing on us, and that's what, when I said there's a lot of unknowns in this first game, there's a lot of unknowns on both sides in this first game. And I think there, you know, it comes down to, if this is not about trying to be perfect and trying to guess what they're going to do, this is trying to make sure that you're as solid as you can be with your football team. This isn't going to be a big scheme game and we're going to do this to what they're doing with that, because you don't know what they're going to do. So I think you're going to see probably both teams that are going to be very vanilla at the beginning, kind of feeling each other out, kind of like a heavyweight fight. I mean, you're going to see a lot of adjustments being made and teams feeling more and more comfortable with what they're doing and what they're going to try and plug in from a game plan standpoint. But this is not one you go in with a call sheet and say, okay, we're going to do all these things to attack them, because you don't know what you're going to get. And both teams are in the same boat.
Given that fact, you really don't know what's coming, how
right.
important will halftime adjustments be to this game?
I think they'll be really important. I think it's going to be and not only important for the adjustments that are being made, but how your players are going to handle them with two first-year head coaches, because we don't have players that have been in our systems for 3 and 4 years that can go back and go, yeah, I remember when we did that last year and we turned that and we came in here and we did this or did that. You're not going to have a lot of that. So I think it's going to be adjustments and how simple that you can make them, that your players can go out and execute them in the second half.
The unknowns apply to the quarterbacks, I mean, right, because not only are you preparing for unknowns, but they're preparing for Scotty. I mean, what, they have to go back to his high school tape or something?
Right. Try to, well, and we're going to put Tevin King at quarterback in our Wildcat. Now they have two quarterbacks to prepare for.
But that kind of level in a sense of that, too, because both are unknown.
It does. I think the thing of it, the difference about Scotty, we're dealing with one quarterback who, if you know what the quarterback's capabilities are, strengths and weaknesses, then you have a little bit better idea of how to prepare for it. And that's probably, and I'm not, the challenge that we have is not knowing which style of quarterback we're going to play against. That's why I threw out that little tidbit about Tevin King being our Wildcat quarterback. Just now they have to prepare for two. But there are unknowns on both sides, and how are their quarterbacks going to perform in the first time in theirs? How is ours going to perform? And I feel really good about the progress Scotty has made and the decisions that Scotty has made and what he's been doing. So I'm excited to watch him play. I just hope that he'll go out and play like he has in the practices and the scrimmages, that we don't make it bigger than it is, that we keep the focus on what's going on between the lines and not the circus that surrounds the game. You know, when you get into the crowd and the cameras and the atmosphere, if we just can maintain our focus, because that's probably the biggest thing with inexperienced players that you see, they get sidetracked to what's going on the perimeter rather than staying focused with what's going on between the lines.
With it being his first start, do you kind of want to ease him into things and just not throw too much at him to begin with?
We will, just, as I said, because we don't know what we're going to get from them. We don't. Are they going to be a pressure defense? Are they going to be a zone defense? That's why I think both sides, offensively and defensively, are going to be feeling each other out a little bit for the first quarter of this game to see what they can do and what we're trying to attack, because you really – at this point, you don't know. And I think there's a lot of people around the country that are in these first games. That's why you see first games don't always go the way that everybody wants them to. There's a lot of unknowns in the first game.
Do you think this can be a statement game for defense, given what happened last season? I know you guys pushed that
back. We want to see improvement, without a doubt. I think they want to see improvement. I think it's a very proud group, and we talked about that defensive line and the leadership that they've given, and I think they want to be better, they want to be good, and this will be, as I said, a great challenge for us, for the team that we're going up and playing against. It's a very talented team, and maybe one of the more talented teams that we're going to have an opportunity to play, especially when you look at their measurables, their height, their weight, their size, their speed, and their athleticism, those type of things. So I think it'll be a great challenge for our defense, and I think there's no doubt we're going to learn an awful lot about not only our football team, but we're going to learn a lot about our defense and how much progress we've made.
Coach, how often, whenever you're facing a 4-3 defense and you're a spread team, do they switch into a 4-2-5? I know their base is a 4-3.
Well, I think when you look at their linebackers, just with their heights and weights and athleticism, it's not like they're 250-pound linebackers that are just 4-2 linebackers. When you look at them across the board, I made the statement they're long and lean. They're 6'3", 220, where they have the ability to bump out into a 4-2 nickel where one of those players can go out and play the slot, but they can also bring them in and roll the safety down and play a 4-3 defense. So I think the two of them are interchangeable, and we've had the opportunity to see both looks a little bit so far during camp. So I don't know that the looks are going to be just alarming as much as what they try and do out of them. But I think we'll get both a 4-2 look and a 4-3 predicated on what offense, what formations we give to them as an offense.
You said teams are going to feel each other out, so what can you do this week to minimize the mistakes that happen in the first game?
Just continue to harp on many of the things that we've been harping on during camp. Not turning the ball over, lost yardage plays as an offense, missed assignments where you're turning people free into your backfield. You got to eliminate the lost yardage plays so you don't put yourself behind the chains as an offensive football team. And I think if you can minimize your lost yardage plays and your turnovers, then you're giving yourself an opportunity to be in the football game. I think the same thing defensively, we got to make sure we keep the ball in front of us. We're going to be challenged on the corner. They're going to throw some balls up to a big receiver who's had some success going to get jump balls, and so we're going to be challenged there. We've got to keep the ball in front of us and try not to give up the big play. And you know what, if a negative play happens, how quickly can you erase it, forget about it, and go on to the next play? As we say all the time, we just can't allow one of these plays in the game to beat us twice. that play's over, go on to the next one, have a short memory, and let's keep playing hard. And then at the end of the game, we'll find out how it all settles out. But I think for as coaches, all you can do is try and continue to emphasize with your team the things that we're looking for and what we're trying to do, and those are the things we've been trying to emphasize in our scrimmages and in our team periods every single day, eliminating the missed assignments, the lost yardage plays, the turnovers.
A couple of true freshmen starting on the depth chart, David Woods, Logan Pearson, and Connor. Mm-hmm. Just starting a true freshman in the first game, what are some of the obvious challenges that go with
them? Well, that goes back to what we talked about with it's a combination of maturity and inexperience. But I think that expression, if a dog's going to bite you, he'll do it as a pup. We're going to learn a lot about these freshmen going out in this type of atmosphere right out of the chutes in the very opening game. And then when you look at it, there's four true freshmen that have an opportunity to play. I think Xavier Woods and Trent Taylor are two that will definitely play. Logan McPherson will definitely handle the punting duties. And then right now, Kyle Fisher and Jonathan Barnes are in a competition for the kicking position. So I think you have four true freshmen that have an opportunity to play in this game, but I think they're four talented freshmen that I feel like their mental makeup, I think they're going to be fine in a game like this. I've really been impressed with the way they've handled it. And when you look at playing a freshman, it's not only talent, but it's their opportunity to get on the field, and it's also their mental makeup. Can they handle it? Are they ready to handle that arena and that atmosphere? And I feel really comfortable right now with those three, but it's going to be, I'm excited to watch them. There's a lot of unknowns, but I'm going to learn as much about this football team on Saturday as y'all are.
Has Eddie Johnson begun practicing with you guys again?
He did. He started. He went lightly last night, and then we'll get a better idea with him on Tuesday, but right now I think both him and Terrell Penson are probable. I'm very comfortable right now that both of them will be able to play. It's just hard because they've missed so much work. You know, how much can they play? What role are they going to play? I don't know the answer to that yet, but it looks like both of them are going to be available.
Is the absence of Eddie Johnson the reason for moving Hunter to the other side?
It was. Just when you start looking at that one position, you've got Andrew Gilliatt, you've got Lyle Feet, you had Hunter Wood, you got Hunter Lee, and Trent Taylor. And all of a sudden, you're four deep over there, and you look over at your other position. And we were just trying to get some balance to make sure that our depth worked out with Cathcart, Greenwalt, and Hunter Lee. And then that way, if it worked out where Eddie didn't come back, because we needed to start preparing for this a week ago. As you start getting ready for your game plan, and that's why we moved Hunter Lee over.
And same for Terrell Penson, Kentrell Bryce moved into that spot.
Right, because of the injury. You have to hope for the best, but you have to prepare for the worst. You don't want to get to game day and go, wow, he can't play. Move him over there, start moving your depth chart around. So I think in preparing for the worst and hoping for the best, that's why some of the personnel changes were made with some of the injuries we've had during camp.
Coach, what does it mean to you to go play a game in the area that you're very familiar with?
I can remember a lot of days growing up from 8 to 12 years old. I grew up at that stadium, even at NC State. And I can remember I used to talk about running up and down the hill, but now it's all seats. You know, I mean, they filled everything in. But I can remember back in the early 70s with Willie Burden and the Bucky boys, Dave and Don Bucky and Ted Brown and so many of the players that I idolized and I looked up to and get an opportunity to go to practice every day. So I have a lot of memories, very fond memories of NC State and our time there, and I'm looking forward to having the opportunity to go back. There will be, I'll have an opportunity to see a lot of people from our East Carolina days and when we lived in Raleigh and we're at NC State. And so for me, it'll be nice to go back, but more excited about the game than I am just going back.
Paul Turner, has the NCAA ruled anything?
At this point, have not heard. I mean, still in a waiting process. That's what I talked about with some of the waivers, just waiting. It's a process. It's not a decision. It's a process. It's kind of you send in the waiver. They need more information. Then Paul's got to get the information. Then they send it back. And then, well, they need a little more on this, so you get that. So it's a process, and I'm certainly hopeful at this point that everything is turned in and we can have a decision as soon as we can this week. It would definitely help us in our preparation, you know, as we're going forward. But I know they're working with it, you know, and they've got a lot of waivers around the country that I'm sure they're looking at. So a lot of variables that go into it. But we are in the same situation I talked about with some of the injuries. We are hoping for the best, but we are preparing for the worst.
How impressed have you been with the athleticism of your secondary?
You know, I really like when you start looking at Darius Barnes and Liggins and what they've done. I've been really impressed with them and the progress that they've made, especially Darius Barnes, who hasn't played, and the way that he's practiced and performed and come to work every day. And then when you start talking about Woods and Grogan and Pinson and McDonald are two new additions, and Pinson and McDonald and Connor Nichols, who's been there, I mean, you start to look at, I feel really good about our two deep. And I think that it's not just, I feel really good about the first game. I feel really good that with their youth, there's not a senior in the group right now. And so when you look at them, they're only going to get better and better, and this is going to be invaluable experience for them, not just for this game, but for the season as we look into playing a lot of these non-conference games and trying to get ready for the conference race.
How important during the filling out period, I guess, in the first quarter, a little bit in the second, will it be to get Dixon and the team going?
Well, I'll tell you, as a head coach, I'd love to see him get going. I think it's really important in our success, because you've got – it's where do you hang your saddle early? You've got a quarterback that doesn't have any game experience, but he's been doing a nice job in camp, and I feel very comfortable with the progress that Scotty has made if he'll continue to do what he's been doing in camp. Or do you put your saddle a little bit more on your running game where you have four new offensive lineman starters? So you have four new guys up front, even though you have the experience in the back end with Kenneth Dixon and Tevin King, you've got four new offensive linemen. So I think it's going to be very hard in this opening game to be predictable, just to come out and say we're going to just establish a run. And I think that's going to be part of, you want to find out what they're doing defensively and make sure you're simple enough to give your players a chance to execute it, whether that be the passing game or getting the ball downfield or the running game up inside. But I don't think you can go into this game and say we're just going to be one-dimensional from we're going to go in and we're going to put the saddle on our experienced five offensive linemen and our running back and try and protect our quarterback a little bit, because there's a lot of unknowns in our running game as well with all the new starters on the offensive line. Although I feel the same way about them, the way that Graffrey and Mitchell Bell are progressing and what they're doing at right tackle, and the way Vincent Kano has played in the scrimmages at the center position, and the way Larry Banks, with moving him into left guard and what he's been doing there, and Yen Danielson has done a really nice job at left tackle. I think it's just hard, as I continue to say it all the time, you don't know if it's what we're doing as an offense or who we're going against as a defense and vice versa. So I feel good about those guys, just like I do Scotty Young. I just, a lot of unknowns at this point.
Can you just elaborate a little bit more on the offensive line depth chart? You always, and linebackers too, last couple times you met with us, you mentioned battles on the line and yep. linebackers, and with the depth chart out now, if you could, with Banks and Graffrey at left guard and right tackle, and then with two linebackers.
I think the big competitions right now on the offensive line have been at left guard with Trey Carter and Larry Banks, and at right tackle with Jeremy Graffrey and Mitchell Bell. I think those have been the two battles for starting position. I think Kano Shepherd and Yen Danielson have kind of solidified those positions. But right now, I think it's not so much that Banks and Graffrey are not playing well, as Mitchell Bell and Trey Carter are really coming along and doing some good things. So I think there's some battles going on there, as I talked about even this week, and I think all of those guys are going to play. They've all earned the right to play with the level of play that they've played on the field. And then there's some young guys in there when you start talking about Darryl Brown at left tackle and the way he's progressing and getting better every day. The linebacker position, I think Mitch Villamez had missed a little bit of work. Bofeet is getting better. I really like what Daniel Cobb has brought to the parties. I really like what he's brought to the football team with his experience, maturity. He's been vocal. He's been a leader. He's really done a nice job. But with Nick Thomason's injury, you've got a lot of new guys there. When you talk about Mitch Villamez and you talk about Daniel Cobb, new additions, Tony Johnson just came in for camp. He's doing some good things there. Michael Schrang continues to develop. Bofeet, Ty Hook. There's some guys that are doing an awful lot of good things there right now. But I was hopeful that we would probably be a little bit more consistent at the linebacker position than we are right now. But I think these guys, they're working hard at it. And we just got to continue to come along and continue to develop.
Anything else? All right. Thank you.
Thank you all. Appreciate you being here. Welcome to Game Week.